having the same love of one accord and one mind. You know, one accord. That is a very elusive goal to some degree. But that is the fulfillment, Paul is saying, of what would really fulfill his joy, that they could be of one accord. You know what one accord means? Literally, there's a prefix in Greek. It's like sun, S-U-N, like sun, right? But it means like co, like co, cooperate, or we are co, leaders, or co this, or co that, you know? That's what it kind of means. Well, this one accord means co-souled, meaning we're sharing the same soul. I mean, it's a figure of speech. Obviously, each person is their individual soul and all that. But to share like we were the same person, same mind, one mind. So let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. You know, there's all kinds of vainglories out there. I mean, people want to, you know, like, well, we're going to do this, and then people will see who's right. They're going to see me, and I'll show him, you know, make a big show, to do things just for the sake of trouble. Sometimes there's a certain element in man that loves a controversy. You know, I don't think I'm invulnerable. I'm very careful about it, though, because I'm mindful of that. Because I know sometimes it's like when there is, you know, as I've said before, I look forward to the end times when they come. We're not in them yet, but I believe they will come in my lifetime, as all the apostles did, and is appropriate for any Christian to believe. You should believe that, because that's how you need to be running your life. You need to be running your life, because even if you do not live to see that time, you're going to die to see that time. And what I mean is, you need to be sealed up by your death. You need to die the death of a righteous man and be raised in glory in Christ. Of course, that's impossible. Like I said, it's not that you have to do that to earn salvation or to earn the grace of God. It's just that that's what the grace of God is going to do to you. It's going to reign through righteousness to eternal life. Referring back to Romans again. Okay, let nothing, you know, but people do things simply for the sake of, hey, you know, I want people to see me. I want to come up with something new and something that nobody else knows about so they can see what a great teacher I am. And the thing is, that's what happens when we put our efforts towards glorifying ourselves or towards these battles within the church, instead of dealing with them in the way that the Lord would have them dealt with. It's a road that leads to all manner of evil. So, in lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other better than themselves. You know what that means? I try to take that as something in my life where I look at other people and I think of them as better than me. And I guess for me, that's not hard, because I've been a very not good person. You know, I've been a very ungodly person. And I try to carry it with me, even in God blessing me and giving me the fruits of righteousness and also turning me away from things and making me into the image of his son. As that happens, I know that it's like, still, you have to have this mind, a lowly mind, and looking at the other people around you as superior. I always look at them, one is more faithful to their walk than I am. And the other is that, like, if they do something wrong, I defer to them. In the sense of, I don't mean I defer like I just, oh, just let them say whatever or do whatever. No. But what I mean is, I don't mean defer. What I mean is I put up with them. Especially if it's something personal. Someone delivers me a person. Let's say I do something and then someone makes a joke about me that's kind of a cutting remark. You know, I know it's not right. But it's like, but if I were to have bitterness towards that person, now I've just made it 10 times worse. So even if they're not apologetic, you know, whatever, maybe they are apologetic, whatever, but it's like you forgive it and you let it go. You don't keep hang on to it. You know, I know it's difficult when people, if people continually do that. But you remember the patience and long-suffering of God leads you also to repentance. So be patient with other brethren who maybe, you know, maybe they haven't, maybe they're not, you know, they're not. It's people, you know, they make jokes, they make remarks for all kinds of reasons. You never know exactly what's going on. It's like my earnest desire is that everyone around me be exalted in Christ. And that Christ would be exalted in them by them exemplifying his life. And every manifestation of that that's a failure, it hurts me to my core. Because I really want to see everyone progress. Especially myself. But a huge mistake to make is look at my own progress. And then to look at my brethren and as being, you know, lesser than me because they don't have my progress. So I rather should look at myself and think, I've progressed this far and I have not brought my brethren along. So I failed. I failed to bring them along with me. I failed them in some aspect. See, I esteem them greater because if I had spoken to them, then they'd heard me. I know I'm being a little cryptic there, but that's why I'm just looking at this from different angles. Ways in which we esteem others better. Okay, look, not every man his own things, but every man, it says, don't be busybody in other men's affairs, right? Paul also says that. You know, be busybody in other men's business, but on the other hand, look also on the things of others. And I don't think that means necessarily you get in their business. Like, okay, well, you know, how's your business going? And that's fine to ask and all that. But, I mean, to me, that's still that sort of like, no, that's... You know, it's like you look after each other. You know, it's like, let's say, you know, like they're vandalizing someone's car. Not my car. None of my business. You know? There's, you know, let's say a brother's abusing another person in the church. You don't say nothing. You gotta look on the things of other people. Not just, you know, it's like, well, it's not happening to me or any of mine. It's none of my business.